Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Certainly you've noticed, as I have, that the readings this week are speaking about the Good Shepherd and shepherds. It's been fun to be here on campus, especially with the readings as such, and noting that next week is a placement for vicarage and for calls. It's really a fitting text to be having all week long to prepare you under shepherds to head out in the service of the Great Shepherd. I must admit, it's been over 20 years since I was at the seminary, but it is very fun to be part of the excitement and the activity that's going on leading up to it, the tension. But I understand that there's an activity of throwing darts on a board to guess where you are. We didn't have that when I was there, and maybe it's just they didn't want to trust a blind guy with throwing darts. I don't know. But an interesting occupation that you have. The reading speaks about another aspect about the shepherd. Not only does he care for the flock, God's people, making sure they get in green pastures and quiet waters, that they're led on the paths of righteousness. But it also speaks about the under-shepherd and how the shepherd does go after those who wander away from the flock, and certainly it happens. And it is the task and duty and the joy of the shepherd to go after those who wander away, to find them wherever they are, so that the roaring lion does not devour them. Certainly our Lord Jesus has done that for us. For he is the good shepherd, came all the way from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, that he might suffer under Pontius Pilate for your sins, mine, to take them away, to bring us who were wayward sheep wandering away back into the flock. And so he still, through his word, his sacrament, through his under-shepherds, brings us back to the flock when we tend to wander away slightly again. Many of you have heard me speak during this week, and others will in the next several days, about the blind culture. And how 4% of the United States population, actually it's 4% of any of the world's population, is blind and or visually impaired. And that 95% of them are unchurched. Certainly they have wandered away from the flock and are not part of God's flock. Nancy is one of those. Nancy was invited to the Outreach Center for the Blind in Philadelphia by the director, and she said, "No, I won't come." Month after month, the director invited. Finally, after 6 months of constantly inviting, the director took a bus and found Nancy and said, "Nancy, why won't you come?" And Nancy said, "When I was a child, I was abused. And it was in the abuse that I was blinded. But also in the abuse, I was horribly disfigured. I'm ugly. So not only do I have the challenges and difficulties of blindness, but when I'm out in public, people gasp because I'm so ugly. And I've just gotten tired of it, and I've given up." And the director said, "But Nancy, I'm inviting you to the Outreach Center for the Blind. We're all blind. We don't know what you look like, and we don't care." Really? You mean I can come and I'm not going to be judged by the way I look? Yeah, I think I will come. And she started coming. I then met her about 8 months later. You know what I saw? And in case you haven't met me, I am totally blind. I saw one of the most beautiful spirits that has learned that her Lord Jesus came after her, a wayward sheep, and tenderly brought her back to the flock. I saw a spirit that knows and loves Jesus and now is out inviting every blind person she knows in Philadelphia, because this place cares. Cares for the lives of people. Those of you who are going out as vicars or as under shepherds, you will be engaging your community as well as the flock. Engage in the community just because you're in it and about. Please, please look for the wayward sheep, including the blind, the deaf, and the disabled, because they have a hard time finding you. Find them. Find ways to link them into your community. That way Jesus can say both about you and them, when you did it for the least of one of these my brothers, you've done it to me. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.